No charges were filed against Salamitis, and Hartford Police Lieutenant Thomas Grant grudgingly admitted the local police failed to provide protection for the president at that intersection. Ann Compton, ABC News, Hartford, Connecticut.
President Ford was in Hartford last night to speak to a Republican fundraising dinner. The accident occurred less than a minute after Mr. Ford left the Civic Center where the dinner was held. President Ford, who is now back in Washington, said he wasn't shaken up at all by the accident, telling newsmen he felt just fine. Now this.
Ed Reimers with good news. Now, if your car is damaged, Allstate guarantees the repairs in writing. It's the latest improvement in Allstate Claim Service. Now say your car's been in an accident. If you like, Allstate will be glad to recommend several repair shops.
This is news from American Contemporary Radio. I'm Warren Dean. Patty stays in jail. Details on that story in 60 seconds.
I'm sorry. I know it's been a long time, Dad.
It's been 2 years since your daughter ran away. Finally, she's calling home.
I told you I was sorry.
What will you say now?
I know it's been hard on you. It's been hard on me, too.
Will you tell her how sorry you are?
What? You want me to come home. You really want me to come home. Oh, well, I really do.
Will you go to meet her?
No, no, no. It's too far for you to drive. I'll get a ride. Okay, Daddy, I'll wait. I love you too. Bye-bye.
What will she feel as she hangs up the phone?
They still love me.
This is news from American Contemporary Radio. I'm Martin Giles. Extinguishing a killer forest fire. Details on that story in 60 seconds.
I know you people are dying from the heat down there, but I've got a great way for you to cool off.
Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip are in the midst of the last day of their state visit to the United States as they make a round of appearances in Boston. At least one protest was held by 50 people supporting the views of Father Sean McManus, who tells ABC News.
Did you know that the British government, Her Majesty's government, is the only administration in Europe since Hitler to imprison men, women, and indeed children without charge or trial? So while the Queen is here, we are trying to focus attention on that.
Father McManus is referring to what he alleges is a total British denial of civil rights in Northern Ireland. This is ABC News.
Would you like to take a vacation from the summer heat and go someplace where it's cooler?
When the heat has you beat and the weather's sweltering,
hey, get away from summer, escape to Irish Spring.
Medical school administrators say they are worried by charges that minority students are being admitted and sometimes graduated, even if they fail to meet stringent academic requirements. In Cambridge, Massachusetts, Harvard medical professor Dr. Bernard Davis told ABC News,
we're the fresh guy.
We finally have to face the crunch. Not every student can hack it in terms of...
Here's the latest worldwide news from the American Entertainment Network. Bill Deal reporting. Backers of Hubert Humphrey are setting up a committee today to draft the Minnesota senator for the Democratic presidential nomination. ABC News asked one of the Humphrey backers, Congressman Paul Simon of Illinois, why the committee is being formed.
If the burning, cracking, and itching of athlete's foot is back again, no matter what you've used, you need the killer. New Aftate. Aftate kills all...
Simon said that the committee is being formed in order to get to the bottom line, as he put it, as to who the convention should nominate, and that bottom line is who would make the best president. When you get to the bottom line, he said, then you also have the best candidate. He says the momentum that Jimmy Carter had going obviously has been slowed down, and he thinks people are talking about that bottom line. Now this. The House Agriculture Committee has rejected a proposal that would let people use food stamps.
The students are meeting right now to decide if they will leave by tomorrow morning as ordered. Campus Police Chief Robert Malone says if they're not gone, he'll get them off.
My friend came up to me and he asked me for a piece of gum, and I gave him a piece of Trident. He goes, every day you got Trident.
That is obvious.
difficult for the police to remove.
Well, we're having some technical problems. That obviously wasn't Mr. Malone. He's been saying the students have been practicing holds to lock themselves together, make it more difficult for the police to remove them. He says if they're really nonviolent, he can't see why they're doing it.
Oh, did you see today's Wall Street Journal trying to cheer itself up? Reports on the lady who was shopping for a frilly nightgown as a birthday present for her pet poodle. They didn't have any, but the store clerk said, if you'll measure the dog, we'll have one made. And the lady said, oh, I couldn't do that. I want it to be a surprise. Page two.
One of the most spectacular kinds of automobile accidents is the one in which a car not only gets banged up, but bursts into flames. What makes it really horrible is the idea that a driver and his passengers, stunned by the accident, may be trapped inside the burning car. The National Safety Council says that, fortunately for most of us, this type of spectacular smash-up is very rare. Only one driver... Good night, Mother. The thing that stuns people inside a car... well, someday it just doesn't make it up.
WGBB Long Island Network News. With this report, Frank Brinka.
Good morning. Doctors say President Nixon is experiencing painful chest congestion. There it is now. But his viral pneumonia is not spreading.
A report from France tells of a man who threw everything in his apartment out the second-story window. A big crowd stood around watching, not because of what he was doing, not because of what he was wearing, because he was naked, but because he was singing the Marseillaise. And everyone stands around when the French national anthem is played. That's the news, Don Gardner, ABC, New York.
Start your day with news around the world. Weekdays on the ABC Radio Network.
In Stockholm, doctors have removed a toothbrush from the stomach of a woman. It had been there for 16 years. How did the toothbrush get in her stomach? Well, the lady says back in 1952 she had a bad case of stomach upset and she tried to use the toothbrush to relieve it. Then she hicked when she should have cupped, and that toothbrush has been in her stomach for 16 years. That's the news from ABC Radio. Don Gardner.
Hard-hitting commentary on the world of news. Weeknights on the ABC Radio Network.
CBS News. The protest by some truck drivers is spreading today. Good morning. I'm Hughes Red reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Those independent truckers who say the government's not giving them a fair deal in fuel allocation and prices and speed limits have spread their protest to 22 states. A growing number of the businesses... I'm very sorry. Businesses dependent on the trucking industry are talking today about layoffs and idle plants, among them some of the big coal mines, meatpacking houses, and steel mills. Pennsylvania's Governor Schapp put his National Guard on alert because of the violence in his state, where militant strikers have attacked drivers not observing the shutdown.
Paul, have you a few more unforgettable words?
About a new book called Diet or Die. Author, Mrs. Celeste Geyer, perhaps better known to millions of carnival fans as the one-time Dolly Dimples. Remember, the world's most beautiful fat lady? That was the billing Mrs. Geyer used when she weighed 555 pounds. Count them, 555 pounds. Now a svelte 122. She tells in her book how she did it, following the advice of a doctor who told her after a near fatal heart attack to diet or die. The Secret of Effective Weight Loss, Massive Willpower, says Mrs. Geyer, adding that her own willpower was strengthened by the memory of... Well, anyhow, she said that her fat friends from Carnival Life died at an early age, later buried from the back of a truck. Those her own words. Why truck? Because, said Mrs. Geyer, they were too big for a hearse.
And so long until Monday, Lowell. This is Warren Moran now reminding you to listen each evening, Monday through Friday at this same time, for the distinctive news reports of Lowell Thomas. Listen again Monday evening for Lowell Thomas and the news.
News of the hour on the hour from American Information Radio. This is Bob Walker, and at this hour, the Labor Department reports wholesale prices were up 0.6% 1 month. The price increase was spurred by a 4.3% increase in food.
The latest accomplishment of UNIVAC, telling a person what he ought to be reading. The electronic brain doing exactly that at the Seattle World's Fair. You fill out a card giving age, interests, background, and other personal information. The card is fed into the machine. Moments later, out comes the answer. For example, the 13-year-old boy said he'd like to know about rockets. He received a selective reading list. The 21-year-old girl said she was interested in sex. We'll skip that reply. UNIVAC almost had a spasm. One of the librarians in charge of the electronic brain is Marcia Holcomb of Denton, Texas. Her explanation... And so long until tomorrow.
This is Dick Noel reminding you to listen again Monday evening for Lowell Thomas and the News, brought to you by Oldsmobile.
This program came to you from the CBS News.
That's news. I'm Art Van Horn in New York for the American Entertainment Radio Network. A service of ABC News.
Victor Lewis calling the Peking Talks, nothing more than a Mad Hatter meeting, and he asks, how long can one go on drinking tea in Peking? From Memphis, Tennessee, the story of a holdup, almost. The way it happened, a would-be bandit walking into a local gas station. Well, this was a funny one anyhow. He pulled a gun, he told the attendant to hand over his money, which he did, $20. The gunman... The gunman handed back, said that isn't enough money to go to jail for. And once he walked off.
And so for Pepto-Bismol and Sunday News Special, this is Walter Cronkite saying good night. Good night.
President Eisenhower today visited the Chocolate City. The president driving into Hershey, Pennsylvania to celebrate his 63rd birthday. 30,000 or more people were cheering him. All the folks who make Hershey chocolate, with and without nuts. Fred Waring was on hand to conduct a chorus of 1,800. Ben Hogan, the explanation. On how he drives a golf ball. And that was a special edition of our shopping present. A demonstration by that famous... Then we'll get out of golf.
Well, I won't putter around with that one. Instead, I'll tee off with a tip to those car buyers who like to drive a hard bargain. Visit your dealer tomorrow and let him put you in the driver's seat with a deal that can't be beat on a big, beautiful new Kaiser. See him tomorrow. Now, for the thousands of Kaiser and Henry J. dealers everywhere, here's Lowell Thomas, who says, so long until tomorrow.
Humphrey got an enthusiastic reception last night in upstate New York, and we'll hear about it now from Morton Dean.
It was shortly after 10 a.m. Whoops. Gotta make that p.m. It was shortly after 10 p.m. Hubert Humphrey bounded aboard his plane.
13 minutes before 7 o'clock on WCBS News Radio 88, your station for news and information in New York, New Jersey, and Kentucky.
Pat Summerall is there on the scene. Pat, what happened?
To retrack it and retrace it just a little bit, George, we'll recapture this if you can. St. John's has timeout with about 20 seconds to go. They're trailing by 1 point. A lot of speculation in the stands as to whether they would try to freeze it and try to eliminate Army security. Hello, George.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
I just heard some sort of buzz there. I wasn't sure if I was or not. It happened to us before, you might remember.
Right.
At any rate, that's the way it wound up. Now we'll watch Pete Maravich, LSU, and...
I beg your pardon. 5 cents, please, for the next 5 minutes.
George, are you with me?
I'm with you, Pat.
Got the operator, too.
Yes.
Back, but St. John's won the first game 60-59, and we'll check with you again after we get the operator on.
Okay. That was Pat Summerall. On obviously a pay phone.
And with that automatic transmission included, at no extra cost, it's a real steal.
It's what, sir?
A bargain, officer. A real bargain.
See your local Dodge dealer, Ebbets Field Dodge Incorporated, Brooklyn, New York. Store name, location, and town listed on separate sheet.
The Atomic Energy Commission late this afternoon dropped a hint that Red China, in its latest explosion of a nuclear device on Wednesday, has moved a bit closer to the development of a hydrogen bomb. The AEC says the latest Peking explosion contained thermonuclear material. The AEC would not elaborate, but thermonuclear material is what goes in to hydrogen bombs.
In the budget that went to the Congress just yesterday, I've requested the appropriation of some $2,200,000,000 so that we can develop those necessary domestic capabilities of energy and geothermal, solar, and other unique and different sources of energy.
The success of the mission had one of the project directors, Dr. Noel Hinner, is just about tongue-tied at a news conference.
I'm almost speechless.
Teddy Roosevelt once said, "Speak softly and carry a big stick." Jimmy Carter, with his $15 billion reduction in expenditures for the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and Marines, what Jimmy Carter says is, speak loudly and carry a fly spot. Fly spot. Fly swatter.
An invasion of Cuba may have been nipped in the bud. Federal agents in Miami have seized 3 boats, an anti-tank cannon, and other weapons that Assistant U.S. Attorney Jerome Sanford says appears to have a definite destination.
From the seizure of the weapons and several
others. As I said already, they have conducted themselves in the last 2 or 3 years much more discreet, with greater prudence and discretion than we have, because it is, I've forgotten what the question was.
There's no break yet in the hijacking of a Japan Airlines jumbo jet. The plane is still parked on the runway at Dubai in the Persian Gulf. The hijackers threaten to blow up the plane and all passengers if security men get too close. We don't know for sure what the hijackers want, although there have been a couple of reports. They want Israel to release Kozo Okamoto, a member of the Japanese suicide squad that gunned down more than 20 people at Tel Aviv Airport last year.
I have been in the cities of this country, dear friends. I'd like to take you to what they call the jungle of Philadelphia. I'd like to take you into Lawndale in Chicago. I'd like to take you up into Spanish Harlem in New York, or in the Stuyvesant the Harlem area of New York. What is the name of that? Stuyvesant. Well, anyway, that area of New York.
A new Latin American policy. Mayor heckled in Brooklyn.
77 degrees and sunny at 4 o'clock. This is WNEW News Up to the Minute. Bill Deal reporting. In the Maryland mountains, President Nixon and Governor Rockefeller met for 2 hours today. When it was over, reporters were told that there is going to be a major new pronouncement on Latin American policy, and Mr. Nixon will deliver it on October the 31st in Washington. A White House press spokesman says the policy statement will include many of the points made in a report submitted to the president by Governor Rockefeller following his fact-finding trips to Latin America. South Vietnam's President Tu said today that he will not oppose a big U.S. troop withdrawal by the end of next year if that's what President Nixon decides. But he said it must be accompanied by continuing U.S. monetary and equipment support. In Saigon, the U.S. command reported today that the bodies of 250 civilians massacred during the Viet Cong's 1968 Tet Offensive have been found in the city of Hue.
Put the fucking lights
on. Lawyers from around the nation are expected to demonstrate outside the federal court in Chicago to protest contempt charges against four lawyers. The four are defending the...
This is News in Brief from American Entertainment Radio. I'm Roger Grimsby. Tune in.
The Defense Department acknowledges for the first time this afternoon that 81 Americans have been killed in Laos and Cambodia since 1965.
Services today here include salutes by several veterans organizations and an address by one of the few civilian POWs, Lawrence Stark. Many of Chicago's war dead are buried here at Graceland Cemetery. This cemetery, incidentally, is quite historic as the burial site for many of Chicago's most famous names. Jim Johnson, WLS News, Graceland Cemetery.
Radar News Service in St. Louis reports at least 16 people reported killed in the crash this evening of an Ozark Airlines turboprop. Senator Sam Ervin and Watergate prosecutor...
The Democrats will make haste slowly. Jerry Landy on the platform. Now back to you in convention control, Art Gardner.
Thank you, Jerry, and call me Don when you see me next.
A very special guest on our News and Information Service live phone right now, Alfred M. Landon, the 1936 GOP presidential nominee, the GOP elder statesman who turned 88 years old today, on the phone with us live from Topeka, Kansas. Governor Landon, first of all, let me say happy birthday, sir.
Thank you.
I understand you have had a few things to say regarding the longshoremen's boycott of grain bound for Russia and specifically President Ford's handling of that situation.
No.
Could you... I beg pardon, sir?
No, I don't know as I have.
I understood, sir, from United Press International that you were quoted as saying that President Ford had handled that particular matter in a good manner.
But I hadn't seen the story.
Well, we've got you quoted, sir, from Topeka, Kansas this morning as saying that President Ford is handling that particular matter as he should, in not calling out the National Guard or something like that to take over the loading of the ships.
All right.
How do you think he should handle it, sir?
Just as he is.
Very well, sir. I thank you very much for the comment. What do you think of President Ford's chances next year in 1976? The possibility of a Reagan challenge and what have you?
I think they're very good.
Based on what, sir?
Well, it's a long ways ahead of an election in this kind of a world. And I would say in times in America, the changes can take place, but right now... His prospects for election are above par.
Mr. Landon, thank you very much for talking with us this morning. And I understand that Democrats and Congress...
20 to 25 people have been injured in an explosion and fire in downtown Litchfield, Kentucky. On the live line from Litchfield is police spokesman James Clayton Miller. Mr. Miller, what's the situation now?
All right. You need any drop cord?
No, we got plenty cord. We're running it from now.
There's a lot of activity there, obviously, following this explosion. Mr. Miller, are you on our line, sir?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
What's the situation now?
Well, it has calmed down quite considerable from when it happened. We got, like you heard there, about 20 to 25 injured. We've got 7 serious injuries, other just minor injuries. They haven't even gone to the hospital.
Where was this explosion and fire, sir?
It was a natural gas explosion. That is what was reported to me. It's off of our Texas gas line.
Well, now, what kind?
It blew the front of the H&H Musical Center out and the social services building.
I mean, can you see it from where you are right now?
Also, buildings on the other side, one on each side of them, I'd say 2 buildings on each side of both of these, are full of gas, and they are worried about another explosion at this time. We have several departments in here helping us. Rescue squads, medevac from Fort Knox, Kentucky is in here. We've got departments from all over the state in here at this time. We got Bowling Green Police Department in here with their fire department and rescue squads. We got Morgantown, Kentucky. The Edmondson County Fire Department. We've got Etown City and Hardin County Fire Departments
here.
Brackenridge County, LaRue County, Caneyville and Clarkson.
Well, obviously, Mr. Miller, it's a very serious situation, clearly.
From the various places I named, plus ambulance service from there in LaRue County.
That's a report from Litchfield, Kentucky, on an explosion and fire in that community, which blew out the front of a music shop. 20 to 25 people have been injured in the...
Grosset and Dunlap Publishers of New York say they have signed an agreement to publish former President Nixon's memoirs in the U.S. and Canada. The price of publishing the rights for the hardcover edition, has not been revealed. Ohio State Representative John Galbraith.
U.S. nuclear test ban negotiator Dr. Avril Hamron will meet the press Sunday on the NBC radio network.
This is Harrison Wood, ladies and gentlemen, speaking to you tonight from New York. The consensus of opinion at Lake Success over the weekend was that Jacob Malik, the chief Soviet delegate to the United Nations and president of the Security Council this month by rotation, will continue to spar with the other council delegates for more remaining 11 days that he will occupy in the chair. There are countries like Norway, which, for example, who think that sooner or later, the Beijing regime, which controls continually all of the China, should represent the country in the QN. That China should be represented by Mao and his constituents in the Yuan. But how that control is to be obtained? They do not like to have to shove down their throats that the part of the price for the Russians agreeing to discuss communist aggression against Agria. Overseas, Princess Margaret Rose, reigning darling of the British Republic, turned 20 today and disappointed to Gossett's columnists. The attractive princess spent the day quietly within her parents and attended a small cocktail party. And those are the latest headlines for tomorrow morning. Good night.
In Washington, General Bradley's speech today was one of several interesting news developments dealing with our military defenses. Here's a summary by Gunnar Back. We seem to be unable to contact Washington at this time. Let's try once again. Our cue to Washington is, here is a summary by Gunnar Back. Sorry, we seem to be unable, for some inexplicable reason, to contact correspondent Gunner back in Washington, even as we have contacted him every night for the past 8 years. Well, the speech by General Bradley, as you may have heard, was before the Women's National Press Club, and it was one in which he told
the assembled ladies that the United States must spend heavily on military readiness as far into the future as we can see at this time. He emphasized that the risk to our security at the present time continues to be great and that the possibility of war is still with us. General Bradley warned that the nation must not ever place economy ahead of security. General Bradley is going to retire this summer as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and he said today that as he made these remarks, he did not have the present budget cutting in mind, but he did want to have a discussion with the members of the Women's National Press Club concerning the long-range cost of keeping the peace, and he did discuss it with them in just that way. Now then, to the nation's sports fans, the biggest news in quite a while is building tonight in Chicago, where world heavyweight champion Rocky Marciano is about to meet that challenge from ex-champ Jersey Joe Walcott. We sent correspondent Tom Casey to the weighing-in ceremonies today, and he recorded this report at that dramatic scene. Well, Mother told me there would be days like this. Shall we try once again for Chicago? Calling Tom Casey in Chicago. Our cue is this report at that dramatic scene. Some nights you can't make $1,000. Unfortunately, we had been told earlier today that Tom Casey had recorded a very fascinating report at the weighing-in ceremonies in which he had the voices of both Joe Wolcott and Rocky Marciano. Don't know how the betting is going right at the moment. Don't know as we should report it if we did know. Matter of fact, having a piece of copy about the fight tonight, except that we know it's going to be very interesting one and exciting one, just as it was the last time they met. Wolcott is heavier than he has ever been in his career, and it's a case of the wise old man battling the young and upcoming champion, Rocky Marciano. The weigh-in ceremonies took place at the Chicago Stadium, and that's where correspondent Casey had prepared for us that excellent report, which you and I have been unable to hear at this time. Let's see what else we have in the news to talk about this evening on a memorable headline edition, at least to me. Suppose we come back to you in just a moment or two. On this cue, I'll be back in a minute with more news.
Headline Edition is one of over 60 top ABC news shows brought to you each week by a distinguished staff of reporters, analysts, and commentators. ABC specializes in swift, accurate, and complete reporting of the latest happenings here and abroad. That kind of news coverage doesn't just happen. A trained newsman fills in the coloring that A trained newsman fills in the coloring that brings the event to life, but it takes an experienced correspondent to know how that event fits the overall news pattern. For penetrating analyses, stay tuned throughout the day and night to ABC. Now here again is Taylor Grant and Headline Edition.
Well, here's an item. Out in Dallas, Texas, two deputy sheriffs, Weber and Patman, went out to serve an arrest warrant. Arriving at the home of their quarry, they were not surprised when their knock was unanswered. They figured that they probably were expected. Armed with the necessary papers, they walked in and conducted a thorough search. After many minutes of this, one deputy turned to the other and, resorting to one of the most hackneyed phrases in our language, said, "I give up. I've looked everywhere but the kitchen sink." Well, that did it. Both men dashed to the kitchen sink, looked under it, and there was their man, fraternizing with the drain pipe. Perhaps I'd better go do the same. After these closing Dow Jones stock averages, industrials off 6 cents, rails up 21 cents, utilities up 14 cents, volume 1,200,000 shares. With portions transcribed, what portions? That's today's headline edition.
5:45 and Charlie Van Dyke in the morning. Today, cloudy, warmer, and a chance of showers. The high will be 66, and Gil Gross has joined me. Good morning, Gil.
Good morning, Charlie.
As you no doubt have known, we've been, ladies and gentlemen, called into the boss's office a number of times, and that's a drag. It really is, because supposedly these news headline summaries that we're doing are just running too long. The entertainment value goes down the tubes here when these get too long. So we tried in the last half hour to get the time down a little. I have this new stopwatch the boss gave me with a picture of himself on it. And, Gil, I'm going to have to time you again. We were nudging the wire too closely.
I think I can do it this time, Charlie. I really think I can get him in and get him in fast, the way the boss wants it.
Okay. Still all the stories, though, all the headlines.
All the headline stories. Yeah.
Okay, Gil, take a deep breath and let's have it.
I do.
Excellent, Gil. Excellent. I especially like that one human interest story.
I've got six spots.
Six spots, correct? Ian?
You might as well have your money worth. Money's worth, yes.
Yes.
S-I-X.
Okay. Well, there's an S-E-X. Much too early in the morning.
That's coming later. That's the appointment.
Okay, give me a level, please, Ian.
Okay. Silent crowds lined the streets here in Seoul for the funeral of the First Lady of South Korea, who died last Thursday when an assassin tried to...
Okay, Ian, it's fine. Let's just give us your best stuff, please.
Righty-ho.
Anytime.
Rolling, right. Spot number one.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Aaron?
Will you...
Operator, please stay off the line, please.
Right. Okay, rolling.
Different on. You have a sale?
Yeah, yeah.
Email has...
Oh, my God. That's
yeah,
all we
I
need
know.
Is a big
line. Yeah. Yeah,
hello.
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 I'm still here, Ian. Oh, damn it.
Hello.
Operator. Operator. Please stay off the line. We're trying to record. Thank you.
Okay.
Let's hope for the best.
Oh, shit. Hello.
I'm with you, Ian. Go ahead.
In 3, 2. Oh, God save us.
Damn it!
Sounds like we got censorship. Hello?
Yes.
In 3, 1.
Where is that?
Oh, she's right on cue.
What is going on there?
Down there and wring your neck. Will you clear that line? Hello?
You was there?
Hello?
Hello?
Please stay off the line, operator. We are trying to complete this call. Please.
Hello?
Yes, you. Please stay off the line.
Hello?
Still with you, Ian.
Okay, yeah, well, let's see if we've got any luck now.
Go ahead.
Signs of cross speed somewhere. Right, I'll go ahead in 3, 2. Silent crowds lined the street here in Seoul for the funeral of the First Lady of South Korea, who died last Thursday when an assassin tried to shoot her husband. President Park Chung-hee did not attend the ceremony. He remained in his official residence, the Blue House, in accordance with Korean custom. Prime Minister Tanaka...
No, Ian, they're all over you.
Oh, Jesus.
It was there.
Look, operator, will you get off the line?
It was there.
Hello, operator.
Operator, please stay off the line. We're trying to hold a conversation. You keep interrupting us.
Your name is Royer?
No, it's not. I'm trying to talk to New York. Will you stop interrupting? We'll try again.
Count and go, fella.
Right in 3, 2. Oh, here they come again. We're in a bloody marketplace here. Operator?
Ian?
Yeah, okay. In 3, 2, 1. Silent crowds lined the street here in Seoul for the funeral of the First Lady of South Korea, who died last Thursday when an assassin tried to shoot her husband. President Park Chung-hee did not attend the ceremony. He remained in his official residence, the Blue House, in accordance with Korean custom. Prime Minister Tanaka of Japan was president at... Oh, shit. 3, 2, 1. Silent crowds lined the streets here in Seoul for the funeral of the First Lady of South Korea.
There she is again.
Oh, my God. Whatever's wrong with them?
Hello?
Look, will you get off the line?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
You're David number 1366?
No. Hello, I'll go again.
Go ahead.
This is hopeless. Can you call me back?
Okay, give me the number, quick.
The number is Sol 2.